Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The catcher, Marv Foley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Billy Sample. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Nelson Norman. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers 0. The Rangers will come to bat. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Sample reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires juggles the ball. That's an error on Squires. Sample scores. It's White Sox, 1, Rangers, 1. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Rangers. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive towards short. Norman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball four. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Squires steals second. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball four. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norman. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Norman steals second. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sample hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bannister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zisk hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Bannister moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Squires is hit by the pitch. Bannister moves to third. Orta moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bannister tags and scores. Orta tags and moves to third. Squires tags and moves to second. One out. It's 4-2, Rangers. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Orta tags and scores. Squires tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Rangers. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to home to get Squires. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-1 in the game. Putnam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Putnam. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Putnam steals second. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sample hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Horta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sundberg hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Putnam hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires juggles the ball. That's an error on Squires. Wills moves to second. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Norman reaches third base with a triple. Wills scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Rangers. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sample hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pryor moves to third. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pryor scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Rangers. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Barrios scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Junior Moore pinch hits for Mike Squires. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Rangers will come to bat. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zisk strikes out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sundberg is hit by the pitch. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foley for a passed ball. Sundberg moves to second. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Putnam hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thad Bosley pinch runs for Greg Pryor. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Torres pinch runs for Marv Foley. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-4 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torres moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres scores. Washington moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Rangers, 5. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sample. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister is walked intentionally. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Bill Nairodny now catching. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. Mike Proley now pitching. Johnny Grubb pinch. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. One out. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sample hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Texas Rangers, 5. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.